There's no such takona that even though the husband pushes off the nesuyin, pushes off the chuppah, she can't eat truma. She can only eat truma, or she only gets fed from the husband when they have the chuppah. But before they have the kinyan nesuyin, even though the 12 months are up, the time was there, and the husband didn't do it yet, he does not have to feed her. That's the Mishnah Achreina. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, how do we know there's such a ninyan to let your wife 12 months prepare herself for the chuppah? As the Mishnah says, that was still true, that they used to make kedusha now, erisin, and then you give your wife 12 months time to prepare herself, to get herself ready for the nesuyin. So minan emili, how do we know this a year's time? Omer Rav Chizda, the Yom HaKorot HaPosik says, Vayomer Achia V'yima, Teshev Hanari Itonu Yomim Ayosar, by Rivka, that when Eliezer went to get Rivka, so Eliezer's, Rivka's parents, Lovin said, that let them stay, Teshev Anara, let her stay with us, Yomim, we'll soon see what that means, 1 year, or else, Ayasar, or else at least 10 months. The Marmai Yomim, what does it mean that first they told Eliezer, we wanted to stay here 1 day, Zmashma, and if you don't let us stay 1 day, then let us stay 10 days. If you want to say Yomim, means like 2 days, that first the parents said, let Rivka stay with us at least 2 days. And then, since Eliezer said no, they said, well, let us stay 10 days. For the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense. The Mar Mishtoi in Shehochi, the people talk like this. That the parents told Eliezer, let Rivka stay with us 2 days. And Eliezer said, nothing doing. I have to take her back to my Odin Avram Avinu to get married to Yitzchak. I have to take her back. So that's what Eliezer answered back. Is it normal then that the parents should say back, Ormulei Asar Yomi? Then they should say, well, let's see, maybe she should stay 10 days. You don't talk that way. At first you asked for 2 days, and they said, no, you don't ask for 10 days. You can ask for half a day for an hour, but not for 10 days. Ela, so what's the pshan the pussy? That they said, first they asked, let us stay with us, Yomin. And then they said, if you don't agree for that, at least also, Ela ma Yomim Shona. What they meant to say is, let us stay with us for a year. In other words, true, we're asking Rivka should get married to Yitzchak Avinu, but we want her first to prepare herself a full year. So you see, there's such a minig that you prepare yourself a full year before you have the nesuin. The Yechzid is a pasuk in Bayikra says, Yomim Tia Gulosai, that Yom Baigula, when you sell your fields and you want to buy it back, you can buy it back for 1 year. Yomim over there means a full year. You have a full year to buy back the property that you sold. So the kids, so you see, a lashon of Yomim sometimes means a full year. So here, then it's very good. That first the parents said, let us stay with us for a year. And he said, nothing doing. Then he said, Ayasa, but I call upon him, let us stay 10 months. He also said, nothing doing. Fred Gemara, V'yeim Chodesh, maybe no. Maybe Yom means a month. Maybe they only ask for it to stay a month. Maybe there's only an Indian to prepare yourself for the Suyin 1 month, and not more than a month. Where's the Rai here that meant to prepare himself for a full year? Maybe Yom means a month. Because there is a posting in the Midbar that says, Ad Chodesh Yomim. It says Chodesh Yomim means the days of a month. So you see, a month is called days. Chodesh Yomim. So maybe here when they said, if Teshev Hanari Tonu Yomim, Ayasa, maybe Yomim means a Chodesh. And then also, Ayasa would be good, or else 10 days. So maybe that's all they wanted. That Rivka should stay with them another month. So that's all you need to prepare yourself, is only 1 month. Where's the Rai here? It means a year. And the Mar Amri, I'll tell you like this. Donin Yomim Stam Miyomim Stam. In the Pasuk by Rivka, the Pasuk says Yomim. And by Gula, where it talks about a year, it says Yomim Tiyeh Gulasai. It says just the word Yomim by itself. So we have a proof that the word Yomim by itself means a year. V'yein Donim Yomim Stam Miyomim Shener Vahem Chodesh. Don't bring me a proof on the Pasuk in Bamid B'yir Aleph, that there it says Ad Chodesh Yomim. True, it says the word Yomim, but there it says the word Chodesh. It doesn't say the word Yomim by itself. So we're bringing we want to know what's the Pshat in the Pasuk by Rivka, that it says Yomim by itself. So we find another Pasuk in Bayikra that says Yomim Tiyeh Gulasai, the word Yomim by itself. So we'd rather learn out the word Yomim from the word Yomim, that it means a complete year, than rather learning out from the word Ad Chodesh Yomim, that it should only mean a month, because there it doesn't say the word Yomim by itself. But rather it says, Chodesh Yomim. See, that's what's more mistaken to say, Yomim means a full year. This is like the asmachta that there's such an inyan to let your wife prepare herself 12 months before you make nisuyin. Omer Rabbi Zera. Zera said this. Tano, ketano. We learned like this. Ketano, bein hi, bein aviyo, yecholom lakif. In the case of a ketano, trashi yecholom lakif means, linos sayach etagdol. In a case where a man married a ketana, he made erison with her. So the locher is, because bein hi, she herself, or else her father could tell the chosn, I don't want you to make nisuyin yet. I don't want you to live with my daughter yet, until she becomes a gedolah. Like even though by normal person, by normal kala, the most she should wait is 12 months. After that, you're not allowed to push it off. But if she's a ketana, and they want to wait until she becomes a gedolah, that you're allowed to wait. That's what the Braisa says. Tamar says, Bishleimi'ihi, I understand that she herself, this ketana, this young girl, like she got herself into trouble here while she got married, but she doesn't want to get herself into more trouble. She doesn't want to have the student to live with the man yet. She's a girl. She's a young kid. His Masi Makfa, I can understand, she says she's not ready for it yet. She doesn't want to have a Nisuyin, she doesn't want to live with the man yet. So we could understand that the Ketana thought, I'll make Kedusha now, Nisuyin, another 5 years, and I'll become a Gedolah, I'll have Nisuyin. So she could push it off, that's good. For the Gemara though, but Aviyo, my Nafkula Minei, what's the difference about the father? Why should the father stop it? Mamanashach, his girl, his daughter got married already. So let them have Nisuyin, like if she wants to, why should the father stop it? Samara says no. And Samara, yes, there is a svar why the father should be able to stop it. Because Savari, the father thinks like this. Hashta lo yoda. She's a young kid, she's 8 years old, 9 years old, she doesn't know what she's getting herself into. So she'll be masking now to make Nisuyin to live with the man. But lamar chamimrido, but I know my daughter that next day, the next week, she'll become my reddis. She'll say, I can't take you anymore, I don't want to be with you anymore. V'nafka, and she'll go out. V'yasiya v'nofi aloyu. You know what's going to happen to her? She'll come back to the father's house. The father will have to start feeding her again. So male, the father's allowed to be a chacham now to say nothing doing. I don't want my wife, my daughter to come back to me. I want the husband to take care of him. And I know that she's not ready for the nisuyin yet. So that's the svara the father has the right to say. She's too young yet to make the nisuyin. I want you chosin to wait until she comes to gedolah. That's a good taina. The chosin has to listen to the father also. Omer Rabbi Avo Abba Bar Levi, Ein Poiskin ala Ketana Leasiya Kishikatana. Ein Poiskin, Rashi says, means Ein Poiskin, that we don't make Shidduchim, or we don't make up for a Ketana that she should make Nisuyin when she's a Ketana. It's not a right thing to do. Kol Zman, the girl is a Ketana, she's not 12 years old yet, don't talk about Nisuyin. Mashma Kedushin alone you could talk about, but not about Nisuyin. But you could talk about a katana now, make shidduchim at least, that the nisuyin will be when she becomes a gedolah. Rashi learns, and if the Rashi learns, avo poiskin means, v'davka b'loi kedushin, and echnami, only without kedushin. Like, you're allowed to make shidduchim. If you have your girl that's 7 years old, 8 years old, you can make shidduchim for her. You can find a good chosin, and make up that in 5 years from now, you'll marry her. Av Rashi Gdushin Bektanis Loy Achatagdol. The term of plenty on the rights. It's not such a good thing to do though, to let your young girl, your young daughter get married. Even though the father could do it, no matter how she could be 1 day old, the father has the right to marry her off, but Mashmah's not such a nice thing to do. That you shouldn't do. But you're allowed to make Shidduchim now, like to know who eventually she will get married to. But the more Pshita, like why not? Well, what are they doing wrong? Pshita. But Mother Tem, I would have thought. Leichesh Duma. Miley Pachta Mehashta Vecholsha. If the poor girl, she gets a shidduch now, she's 7 years old, and she knows that she has to marry this man, she'll get sick right now. Dilma, not Leichish, Dilma Miley Pachta, she'll become very afraid right now when she starts thinking about getting married. Vecholsha, and she gets weak from that. So maybe you're not allowed to do it to her either. You're not allowed to make a shidduch for your young 7-year-old girl. It's Kamashmala, no, we're not afraid of that. That you are allowed to make a shidduch for your young girl. As long as you set the date for the Nisuyin when she's 12 years old, after which comes the Gedolah. All right, turn over. Omer Avuna, Bogro Yoimechot. Let's say a girl became a Bogro, that means she became 12 and a half years old. Halacha is when she's 12 and has two Siris, she's called a Nara Gedolah. For 6 months, and then it's 12 and a half, she's called a Bageris. So once she becomes 12 and a half, then it's Kacha, and then somebody marries her then, the Kedushin is first after she's a Bageris, is Noisnan Law Shloshim Yen Kamona. Then she only has to wait 30 days like an Amona. So she's already 12 and a half, she can take care of herself. So then we say it's enough to give her 30 days to prepare herself for the Tachshitim. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. So the Mishnah says you give her 12 months, that means if you made the Kedushin with the Ketan or with the Nara. But if you made the Kedushin with the Vageris, she only gets 30 days like an Amona. Meisvei Avakasha on you, Rav Huna. Says Bogro Harehi Kitfua. Says when a girl becomes a Vageris, it's considered like then the husband already was Tavua. So Rashi says means kilo tovel ochenatzlo nesuyin, as if the husband now automatically went over to and said, prepare yourself for the nesuyin. So mylav kitzfuah debsula, mylav doesn't mean to say that as soon as she comes to begeris, she has to start preparing herself now, but she has like a regular besula 12 months to prepare herself, not like you, Rav Huna. Tomorrow says loy kitzfuah the almona. All that brisa means is that once the girl becomes a begeris, it's considered now like the husband already told her, prepare yourself for the chuppah, but you only have 30 days. Since you're a begeris already, since you're 12 and a half, you have the loch like an amona, you only need 30 days, not more. Toshma, coming now, bring another proof. Toshma, begeris sheshosa shnei masachodesh, a begeris that waited a year. Reb Lezer Weimer, ho yovachai yivala bezonaseho, since the husband, in other words, she waited 12 months for the nesuyin, even if the husband didn't make a nesuyin yet, like the Mishnah Rishonah, the husband has to feed her. Therefore, yefer, the husband alone has a right to be made for her nedarim. If she makes a neder, the locher is an arusa, the father and the husband has to be made for it together. When she becomes a nesuya, she goes completely into the husband's rishus, then the husband alone can be made for her nedarim. Here, that they waited 12 months, and now, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, she has to get fed, so the husband can be made for her. So Chorot Smashma, what? That a Bageris has to wait 12 months? Not like Rav Huna. So Mar says, no, Aima like this, Bageris, that's one case. We she only has to wait 30 days. Another case is, this Sheshosa, Shnei Masachedish. And in the case where she got married when she was a Bsula, an Ara, and she waited 12 months, they have the same halacha. Then Echnami, if she got married when she was a Bageris, it could be she only has to wait 30 days and not more. We have less the wine there, hoyel or baila chayim is an aser yefer. That's what the brisa should say. But it's no stira, it just means that either a begeris 30, or else a regular ktana, or nara when she has 12 months. Toshima, another proof. It says, hama'aris as absula, if someone that makes erisin marries, the absula grows and lives with a man yet, bein shetova baal, whether the husband said, let's make the chuppah. Vima kevis, and she says no. Bein shetovi, whether she says I want to make the nesuyin, o baal makiv, and the baal says nothing doing. I'm not ready to make the nesuyin yet. Is noisin l'shemosh shnei masachodish mishas tviya. No matter who asked who, then it's chal the din to wait 12 months, and at the end of 12 months is this man to make the nesuyin. Avoloi mishas erusin. But not from the erison alone. Like the first Rashi said of the Mishnah. That you make erison with your wife, that means nothing yet. So only after the erison that you toveya, you ask her, I want to get ready for the nesuyin. Or she says to him, I want to get ready for the nesuyin, then you give it 12 months. It says here now, ubogro harei kitfua. When she becomes a begeris, that in itself is like he's asking her to have nesuyin. Keitza, what does it mean? Bogro yemecha, she became a begeris. Viniskatsha, and then she got married. Noisin lashnei masachodesh. So it says clearly, not like Rav Huna. It says here, the girl was the first of a gerish. She was 12 and a half. And the man married her. Still it says, we give her 12 months. Only arusa shloshim yoyim. And arusa, we'll soon see what that means, only gets 30 days. But I call upon him to yufta, the Rav Huna to yufta. Here it's a kasha, spirit, it's Rav Huna. Here it says clearly that even though she was a begeris first, and then she got married, all she still needs 12 months. Now for the Gemara, Mayu Larusa Shloshim Yerim. What does it mean Larusa gets 30 days? What kind of business is this? And Larusa gets 12 months? Amarav Papachi Kama. Vaygeresh Avrolesh Ne Masachedesh. Bibagras. A Vaygeresh that already waited 12 months, a year. Viniskatra, now she gets married. Naisin La Shloshim Yerim Kamona. This much year. This much yes. In other words, if she's 13 and a half years old, and then she gets married, that's klur like an amona. Then she only has to wait 30 days. But when she's 12 and a half years old, and then she gets married, she still has the 12-month period. So it's not in gansim like Rav Huna, it's half like Rav Huna. But a geruv does have a different halacha. But when she comes 13 and a half, but at 12 and a half, even when she's a begeris, still not like Rav Huna, she still needs a 12-month period to prepare herself. Hegiyas man v'lenitzel. Says now there comes the time, the 12 months are up, when the husband is supposed to make the nisuyin, and he didn't. So the Mishnah Rishonis says she's allowed to eat truma, and the Mishnah Achronis says nothing good, she can't eat truma until they go to chuppah. Now why not? So Omer Ula says like this, Tavah Torah midi yaraisa, arusa bas Yisrael lecheles betruma. Midi yaraisa, even though she's a bas Yisrael, if she got married, she only has kedushin, just erisin to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma midi yaraisa. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'koyen kiyikne nefesh. When a koyen acquires a soul, that means he gets married. Kinyan kaspa is called his, kinyan kaspa is called his money. Your wife is called your money, your koyen, you own her. So therefore, the koyen owns his wife, she's allowed to eat truma. V'hai nami kinyan kaspa hu. A wife is called your kinyan kaspa, is called you own your wife. So therefore, midiraisa, a koyen's wife is allowed to eat truma, even with kedushin alone. Now, my tam omru ein rechelus. Why did the rabbanon say she can't eat truma until they have nesuyin, until she moves in and lives with the husband? One reason is Ula says shema yimzvo la kaisa veisaviya. Because usually when she's in arusa, before she has nesuyin, she still lives by her father. Now her father is a Yisrael, so if she can start eating truma then, we're afraid she'll take truma home and give it to her father. Or else v'tishka leachil leachaisa, she'll give it to her brother and her sister. So therefore, we don't want the Narusa that lives by her father's house, the Yisrael, to take Truma home and give it to her brother and her sister. That's why the Rabbanan said in Nesuya, you have to wait till Nesuyin, till you move into your husband's house, then you can start eating Truma. If so, how can the Mishnah Rishonah held that if it comes to 12 months, even though the husband doesn't make Nesuyin, she can eat Truma? I look for she's still by her father's house. Tomorrow, no, Hossam. And the Marhosam Duchtum Yachad Lo. If he already waited 12 months, he has to set aside a house for her. She moves out of her father's house then, and she has a special house. So we're not afraid now she'll give her brother or sister seat. Elamiyat is so for the Gemara, look at Kayin Yisrael. Let's say a Kayin gets hired to work by Yisrael's house. He becomes a Chvais that was a butler. What's going to be if a Kayin becomes a butler by a Jew, by Yisrael? Is the chula lalecha b'truma? There should be an issue then that this butler now he can't eat truma because he's in the Yisrael's house. We have to be afraid the master will eat the leftover truma. Do maslamecha b'adei. And the Gemara nein hashtim mididu safile by a butler. We're not afraid if the master has to support the kohen mididay achli. We're not afraid he'll eat from the kohen. Now, if you're a maid, if you're working for your boss, so the way it goes is the boss gives you the food. So Mela, we're not afraid that the Kohen is going to have his own truma there, and maybe the boss will come teach from it. The boss doesn't eat from the worker's food. If anything, the worker gets the food from the boss, not the other way. This is one reason why a Narusa does not eat truma. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yudah, a different reason. Mishum Simfun. We're afraid that maybe there's a mum on her body. In other words, you married the girl, so you didn't live with her yet, Erison. You don't know her body yet. We have to be afraid, maybe there's a mum there, there's some disgusting scar on her body that you can't take. And we're afraid later, b'shash, you make nisuyin, when the first time you nisuyin, it's going to be like a mekach tois. You're not going to want her, and the gedushin is batel mafreya. So if she ate truma in between, she was doing an aveira then. So therefore, she can't eat truma until the chosin makes nisuyin, and he checks her out, and then if he still wants her, that's 100% kedushin. Freddie Murray, Hachi, if so, Nichnas Olachupa Vlanivala Nami, the Chura, why our Mishnah says, even the Mishnah Achrena says, and Isha Chels Betru Mashadikonas Lachupa, Mashma, as soon as they make Chupa, that's enough, even though he doesn't live with her yet. I, we should also be afraid, then what does Chupa alone help? He still didn't see her yet, maybe she has a scar on her body? And the Gemara now, Hosa Mivdat Bodiklu Vodamail. There's a Svara there, Rashi learns, Biyad Krevoisov. Before a man makes Nisuyin with his wife, he has his relatives, right? His sister's mother checks her out. Chveis, I don't know what it means. They meet her in the bathhouse, they meet her in the mikvah. Chveis, he has his relatives, checks her out before he makes Nisuyin. So if he took her into the chuppah, he already knows that she has no mumim on her body, and therefore she'll eat truma.
So the Gemara Lamiyativ, so Eved Kohen Shalokum Yisrael. If a Kohen buys an Eved off of Yisrael, the Locher is an Eved Kohen can eat Truma. Of again, the Lechem Truma, the Eved should not be able to eat Truma. Mishum Simfon, maybe later the master will find out there's something wrong with the Eved. He has a mum on his body and he doesn't want the Eved, so it's not the Eved Kohen. But the Gemara know, simply be avodim lekom. There's no such thing as a mum by a slave. Manashach. Did the avro, if the mum discards on the outside and on his face, that you could see it, hakachazila, you saw it, and you accepted the service, obviously you could take it. Vidi gavoy, elamai has a scar under his shirt, so for the Gemara, what do you care? Lemlocha kavoy, you need the ever to work, you don't have to look at his stomach, so if he has a scar there, it doesn't bother you. So therefore, by never, there's no mekach tois. And you don't care about the mum that he has. For the Gemara, what could be the worst thing? Nim tzaganav